Remember when then-candidate Trump said this?
And the reason I say that is not in a braggadocious way. It's because...
Well, Randy Rainbow did this.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, braggadocious, likes to throw big words around and hopes that we all notice. If he keeps repeating them, they might just make him POTUS. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Just one of Randy Rainbow's many viral YouTube video sensations skewering the Trump administration, vaccine delivery, Florida's Don't Say Gay bills, and more. We'll link you to our visit to his home studio, then in Astoria, Queens, where he made the videos wearing his pink glasses and pulling costumes from the closet, which he has been out of for a while now. Happy Pride Month, by the way. But 'twasn't always so. Randy still can't believe the people on the posters that covered his childhood bedroom, Sondheim, Lupone, Barbara, became his friends because he was pretty bullied as a child. His new memoir is Playing With Myself, yes, wink, wink, but it turns out he often was playing alone, and the bullying could be at home. Randy Rainbow, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Robin. It's nice to talk to you again.
It's nice to talk to you, and you know, many in our audience know your work well, but if I can just cut to what, for me, was one of the most powerful things in this book, a real Shazam. You say that while President Trump did become the target of a lot of your videos, he was kind of a stand-in for your own dad?
Well, it kind of worked out that way. I mean, that wasn't the plan, but for people who came to know me as Trump's on-screen musical comedy nemesis will kind of find it interesting that I was the product of an absolute Donald Trump clone. My father just was that guy.
You say, like Trump, your father didn't have a strong moral code or belief system about anything, and it seemed to be your mom who always supported you, who pointed out that your dad kind of became a little jealous of you.
Yeah, my mother and grandmother would say that often, and I always found that so difficult to take in. But now, you know, I realize that that is certainly possible, and that was the case with my dad.
Well, and then there was, are people aware that you're gay?
Robin, please. But yeah, since you brought it up, I will give you the exclusive. Yes, I am a homosexual.
And, you know, oh my gosh, I mean, you talk about when you're 8 years old, you want to give a backyard party and you're going to have all the neighborhood kids come and you're going to put on Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and you're Snow White. And I just...
Of course.
There's a little girl saying, why can't I be Snow White? was there that tension too with your dad?
It was interesting. As I say in the book, he was never outwardly disapproving of homosexuality. Like Trump, he really didn't have a real belief system, except that, you know, everyone should adore him and he was right about everything and he was always the victim. But when I finally did come out, he saw it as a personal affront.
Well, your grandmother, your maternal grandmother, who you describe as Lucille Ball.
Joan Rivers, right. B. Arthur, Betty White, all
yeah,
the greats.
Right.
In one person.
Right. Embrace, encourage you. But you know, you had other bullying. As you say, as you got older and the schools got bigger and the kids got bigger, the bullies got bigger. What was your sense of yourself, Randy Rainbow? And by the way, you're walking around with that name, which is your
that
name.
That didn't help.
Yeah.
Yeah. My sense of myself, I don't know. It was tricky. I really got lost in my imagination. I was always afraid of school. I would fake tummy aches every day to try to get picked up. You know, ironically, musical theater and escapism through fantasy and pretending I was the characters in my epic collection of Broadway cast albums that helped me kind of get through.
Yeah.
I was so scared of the other students. I was, by all accounts, just mute during the day. But when it came time to audition for school plays, for some reason, I was always the first one to put my name on the sign-up sheet. So it was a strange dichotomy for the other kids in my class who would see this scared little fat kid in the corner not talking to anybody during the day and then was standing on stage belting out power ballads during their lunchtime assembly.
Right. I love the fact that you attended one science class so infrequently you couldn't remember where you sat.
Yeah. I got to class and I hadn't turned in any of my assignments. I didn't take the final exam. And the teacher approached me toward the end of the class and I said, this is it, I'm dead. She's going to, you know, turn me in and she's going to ask where all my assignments are. And she leaned over and she said, I just loved you in Guys and Dolls.
And it turned out to be what you really can do. I'm going to fast forward here. There was a cruise ship, Singing with a Boyfriend. New York, you think you've really made it. You know, you're a host at Hooters and seating famous people. frightening moments along the way. I mean, you are assaulted.
Yeah. There was a man who came in who was a comedy producer who offered me a job when I was hosting. He was interested in me romantically and assaulted me. And I did want to talk about that, and I'm so glad I did. I'm getting such a response, primarily from gay men, a lot of my gay male friends specifically, because this, I think, is something that happens quite frequently within the gay community.
Right. Well, but then we have another turn in the story. Mel Gibson goes on his famous anti-Semitic, homophobic, misogynist rant on the phone with a girlfriend. And you did one of the things that, as your signature, you inserted yourself into the phone call pretending you're the one dating Gibson.
Hello.
F*** you.
Hey, baby.
How dare you act like such a f***?
Hang on a sec, okay?
What the f***?
Ma, I gotta go. It's him.
Okay. What happened?
Well, we've since broken up, if that's what you're getting to, Robin. I don't want to talk about it. It's still fresh. You mean what happened with this video
that you're just playing?
Well,
you're just, you know.
It went viral-ish. You know, it was really the birth of this shtick of mine, inserting myself, Forrest Gumping myself, I say, into the headlines.
Then comes the 2016 elections and that huge GOP field. And one of those who dropped out was Carly Fiorina. And you serenaded her. Let's listen.
GOP dropout. No more election day for you, GOP dropout. Looks like there's nothing left to do. All that hating on Planned Parenthood. Your plans were finally thwarted. How ironic, don't you think? It's like your campaign got aborted. Get it? Because...
Okay, so Randy Rainbow, what happens to your life here?
Well, that really got quite an audience, that GOP dropout series. I went on to serenade everyone who left the race.
And then there you are in this little apartment in Astoria, Queens, and you now have to keep on top of every news beat, and you're trying to write the songs, play all the parts, cut the video so that you are interacting often with the people that you're skewering. What's your life like at that point?
Well, I hadn't slept for about 4 years. It was thrilling and it was stressful and it was just exhilarating in every way.
Well, let's listen to another focused on Melania Trump after she visited the border with that now infamous I really don't care jacket.
Shut up.
Best, just be best, just be better than the rest. Put your shiny new self-righteous phony slogan to the test. Don't hold back, don't fall short, don't stand up or show support for what's real or fair or true. You really don't care, girl, now do you? Stand
Randy Rainbow, did you ever hear from anyone in the Trump administration or Melania Trump?
Yes, Melania and I have brunch every Sunday. No, I didn't. Well, I heard after the fact. I mean, I've heard from people like Anthony Scaramucci, who's a big fan. Michael Cohen, former Trump fixer, has asked me to be on his podcast. I will say that I did hear from reliable sources who told me that when he was in office, there were people in the White House who were big fans of mine. I'm assuming Melania.
Well, then you come to a time you really fell into the troll hole. Let's listen to a little of the tape that you made. It was kind of a silly love letter to former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. At the time you made this, everybody in New York is in lockdown. And at that time, Governor Cuomo was seen as handling it really well. So let's listen.
Andy, can't you see I'm in quarantine? A nervous wreck and scared as heck.
Okay, so you get a ton of positive reaction at first. And then the news changes. People found out there was poor management of nursing homes in New York. And then there's the harassment charges against Andrew Cuomo. Suddenly, you're getting trolled and people are digging up decades-old jokes. Jokes you say today, oh my gosh, I never would have made that joke. This was tough.
Absolutely. It was a tricky time. It was something unexpected, but a humbling experience and an educational experience. I think it's very nuanced. It's not something I have all the answers on, because While I never want to offend anybody, I am also a fierce defender of comedy and free speech in comedy. And so we're in an interesting time now when things that were acceptable 2 years ago are being pulled from the airwaves. And the people accusing me of being intolerant or bigoted in some way weren't really painting an accurate picture of the person. So that was one of the reasons I was excited to write this book, to kind of formally introduce myself. And then you can decide to love me or hate me.
Will we see Randy Rainbow, the Broadway production?
Oh, I hope so. Mm. I really do. And I'll give you a little bit of a scoop. We are talking to some fancy schmancy Broadway producer types. Mm. And my hope is to maybe do something perhaps in 2024, maybe Randy Rainbow for President, which is the song that me and Mark Shaman wrote on my latest album. So yeah, stay tuned.
Singer, comedian, satirist, and serious guy, Randy Rainbow. His new memoir is Playing With Myself. Randy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin. So great to talk to you, as always.
Just be best, just be best. Just forget those you oppressed. Blame your spurs, use ethnic slurs, then just defer to Kanye West. Disregard.